bring our pastor a hearty praise the Lord. Amen.
Walking and leaping and praising God. God, and they knew it was he who set forth at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as a lame man which was healed held Peter and John. You know, when somebody thought that he got it wrong, he thought they healed him. So he's holding Peter and John. All the people ran together unto them in the torch that is called sardis, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why mark ye in this? Or why look you so earnestly on us, as though by our own power of holiness we have made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his Son Jesus, whom he delivered and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was interned to let him go. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask you to walk around the congregation. Lord, from the pulpit to the floor, to the back door. Search in the heart of their people this afternoon. Lord, you know every need before we ask them. Lord, when you use your word in class, that you send your word and it healed them. Lord, we ask you to seal and heal, send a healing word. Lord, send the word in the name of Jesus. That will meet all our needs according to your riches and glory. And Lord, as we stand on your word and we stand on your promise, Lord, our hearts are ready. Lord, send your anointing. Lord, send the word of deliverance. Send the word to set free. Lord, send the word to set the captives free. Lord, send the word to heal those that are bound. Lord, send the word in the name of Jesus. And just move to this place. And for this, we thank you. Can the church say in Jesus' name? Amen. I believe the scripture, if you read a little further in the fourth chapter, it says, I believe this man was either 39 years old or above 40 years old and had been healed. From his mother's womb, they carried him to be set at the gate at Solomon's porch. And the scripture says that he was looking for money. The apostle had something else in mind. Amen. Sometimes we think our deliverance, our miracles, and money. But he said, seven and gold have I not. But such as I have, give I thee. He said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Amen. So sometimes we think our deliverance is in money. But the greatest deliverance we can ever receive is in the name of Jesus. Amen. But let's just get down to verse 12. And we know the man is weeping and praying. there, but they missed it. He didn't die in him. Who did it? Who did it? So I missed it. God did it. Everything that happened to me that was good.
Oh,
he messed up already. But he's supposed to be sending to him. He's supposed to be sending to who? We live in a day and age where people fail to realize the power in God. And it's not enough. Let's go, can we go for a few scriptures together? We like to preach, but how many know we like to have a word in our backs up? Amen. We don't want to just get up here and say stuff without it being in the word of God. So let's go to 1 Samuel, the 2nd chapter, and the 9th verse. I'm so glad that I learned how to pray. Anybody that learned how to pray? I said, anybody that learned, glad you learned how to pray. Anybody glad they learned how to call on Jesus? He said, I'm very privileged in a time of trouble. Anybody glad today they got a friend and his name is Jesus? What am I about Jesus? He said, I'll be with you always. When everybody else forsakes the Lord, I'll still be with you. So everything in my life that happened to me that was good, I'm going to tell you right now who did it. This thing of all the ways God made for you out of nowhere. I remember being here involved in the hospital for 10 days. The doctors couldn't figure out what was going on. And they got it right, but they stopped the medication. So whatever I had came back worse than it was. If I was sweating so bad, they had to keep getting the bed all night long. It's like somebody was just sticking buckets of water, and just dumping. They wiped me off with towels and had me in another towel. And then wiped me out with towels and had me in another towel. Then my leg tore up, my balloon, my feet tore up, and they couldn't figure out what was going on. Amen. But I'm so glad I had some preachers that came by and prayed for me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And then, but I don't know where they gave me this stuff that's going for Pete. I was already mad because I was in the hospital. Like, give me something, I don't even know about. Paracetamol. What's that? Paracetamol. So they gave me the doctor's good. I was in bed, sitting there relaxing, doing that job. I was in the next door bed. Gave me something to do because he kept getting out of bed, and I had to keep getting him and put it back in bed. So when I was in the hospital, at least I had something to do. I don't understand him. So I'm helping this man out. And I didn't put one of the crazy things, what was a bed on or something? A wheelchair, don't get up. I'm feeling fine, but they making me sick. Don't get up, don't do this. I said, well, if y'all do your job, I won't have to keep getting up. I said, y'all don't let me keep running out. I'll keep pulling it down. But then out of some nowhere, they had a specialist that came in. And the specialist moved me from the fifth or the sixth floor to the next floor and said, don't move, don't do this, do it. I missed him. I said, you know what? Get me out of here. I'm a dinosaur. I said, there's nothing wrong with my body. No, you can't do this. And don't get up to the bathroom. And I said, listen, I'm going to give you all right to the end of the day. Y'all killing me. And I feel fine. Seriously, this is the truth. This is the truth, sir. My feet were swollen. My legs were swollen. They killing me. And saying, don't do this. I said, I'm giving you to the end of the day. If y'all dismiss me, I'm going to dismiss myself. Yeah, I ain't saying this is what God would have me do. I ain't telling y'all to do this. So, at the end of the day, they found so many diseases. I got like 8 doctors every time they turned around checking me. I was like, you know what? This is the end of a high power. Just send me to church. They would have a church. They got me in the hospital. I go to church and I'll be all right. They said, well, we're going to move you out in the wheelchair and all this stuff. And I said, I'll be all right. When I was in the hospital, I was walking around like this. If I listen to all the doctors, guess what? I'll be in the bed, afraid to move. Right? But that man told the doctor yesterday, he said, well, don't worry about it. What's the name, right? She said, oh, she said, oh, y'all got a stroke or something like that? He's going to beat you the rest of the week.
Yes, sir.
And he did. Matter of fact, I had to leave out the room when he came back in. I said, y'all ready to get baptized yet? The doctor said, I'm almost ready to get rid of the door. But what I'm saying is, we can't allow people to put stuff on us that God don't feel. If you feel fine, don't let somebody tell you you're sick.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, the white guy who took so much of my blood, he said, I don't understand this. He said, I've never taken this much blood out of one person before. I said, you got a bunch of vampires up here. They must be drinking. I mean, you know, sometimes when you're going through stuff, people put some stuff on you that God didn't put on. But thank God. All right, First John chapter 2. This is when Hannah had prayed and asked God for a child. She did not yet have a child. And she was being mocked by her competitor, Penina, she was Hannah. And when the Lord blessed her to have a child, she said, he will keep the feet of his. Aren't you so glad to know the Lord? He will keep you. Some say he'll keep you in the verse, he'll keep you in perfect peace. But he'll keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For my who did? God is. Zechariah 4:6 says, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, not by might, nor by power, but God said in my spirit. Then Psalm 127:1 says, except the Lord build a house, he didn't build it. Except the Lord watch the city, he didn't watch it. What? So who did it? God did it. Somebody said, well, look what we've done. Look what we've accomplished. Everything that happened here, God did it. Let's go to Hebrews, the 3rd chapter, and the 4th verse. Just to let you know, we haven't done nothing. However big the ministry is, we didn't do it. Who did it? I said, who did it? God did it. We need to learn to get things in their proper perspective and stop trying to put so much applause around men and dig everything they have done off to be praising God. Amen? Hebrews 3:4 said, for every house is built by, every house is built by, but he didn't build all things in it. Oh, yes, Lord. Maybe a man did it, but God built all things. Then we have all things built in God. Hallelujah. Then 1 Corinthians 1:29 reads, for those that think you have arrived. Anybody think they arrived? Somebody said, I preach to you. You won't be here. Then you need to go to the hospital. Listen, you know all those prophets say, I pray for you, you'll be here. They need to be in the hospital right now. Right? All hundreds of thousands of people in the hospital, they should go from hospital to hospital because they got all power. They ain't got no power. Who did it?
God did it.
Well, God says, when you start getting too big, you ever meet some people get too big?
Yes.
You remember I was born to be a great. And I don't have much blood in me for many years. God says, thou fool. This night, thy soul shall be required of thee. He says, so is everyone that is not rich towards God. Stay in God. Realize your health comes from God. Your ability for deliverance comes from God. But anyway, 1 Corinthians 1:29 reads, that no flesh should glory against the verse 31, that according to it is written, he that glory, let him do what? Well, when you got glory in the Lord, who did it?
God did.
Now listen, we got a quiet church here. We should be yelling that out. I'm going to ask you again, who did it?
God did.
Who saved you?
God did.
Who healed you?
God did.
Who made a way out of nowhere?
God did.
Who brought you to just going to give you a few scriptures to let you know whatever you are is nothing because of what you've done. Somebody said, do you know all the degrees behind my name? Yeah, God could have changed it. Do you know why I live and what I do? God could have changed it. The only reason that you're there is because who did it?
God did.
Jeremiah 23 says, thus said the Lord, let not the some people are so wise. They all they can do and all they know. He said, don't glory in your wisdom. Neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Jeremiah 7, the people of God, he said, you got it all. It's not your wisdom. It's not your might. It's not your riches. That encompasses everything. Wisdom, power, and riches. He said, don't glory in that. Amen. Verse 24, let him glory, he that glory in him, that he said, forget about everything else. The only thing you need to be praising God for is that you know and understand who I am. So that's what you want to be glorying in. You want to be glorying in the Lord. You don't have the ability to deliver yourself. You don't have the ability to heal yourself. You don't have the ability to make a way out of no way. God did it. So you need to learn to praise the right one. You need to wake up and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that when I was down and out, God rescued me. Any family in Carmel, whatever addiction, whether it was drunk, alcohol, whatever, you've been addicted, but look what God has done for you. Look where God has brought you from. Hallelujah. Others are still there. Others are still messed up, but look what God has did for you. You want to tell him, thank you. You want not to be ashamed to say, everywhere I go, I tell the world, I tell the Savior, and he, sweet, I know, has anybody ever a sweet Savior? I said, anybody have a sweet Savior? And his name is Jesus. Jesus took my pain over. And I will make God know that I'm not sorry. I tell you,
and then let's go to the give a man praise? It was God that did it. It was God that did it. Because everything you break, one day will be gone. It's just going to be given to God. You can't call on that man. You can't even call on me. I won't live forever down here. I might live, I will live forever on the other side. But it's going to come a time when the end of the last one of us go our separate ways. Even like the cruise families in Florida, you got to know God out there. Yeah. Who's going to keep you in Florida? God. Who's going to keep you in Florida?
God.
I ain't giving y'all no hint, I'm leaving. Who's going to keep you wherever you go?
God.
God can't keep you if you don't have a relationship with Him. So the devil is messing up the people of God because they're focusing on everything and they're missing out on the scene. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on God. Well, Psalms 44 reads, I am almost finished, so don't get tired of me yet. We have heard of thy ear, O God. Our fathers have told us what word thou didst in that day and all the other people what God is to them. God's still the same God. He hasn't changed. God can still perform miracles. God can still heal. God can still fix broken marriages. God can still deliver addicted family members. He has not changed. He's the same God. So stop telling me now what God has done. I want to know what God is doing right now. Everybody say hallelujah. What word thou givest in their days and the times of old? How thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and plantest them? How thou didst afflict the people and cast them out? For they are not in possession by their own. So they didn't do nothing. Who did it?
I did.
God did it. By the way, their whole arm saved them.
Yes.
But thy right hand and thy arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a Lord, bless your name.
Yes.
You don't have, wherever you are today, it's because of God. He said, thou art my king, O God. Command deliverance. For Jacob. Through thee will I push down our enemies. For thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow of a thing. Neither, amen, neither will I trust in my sword to save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hate us. Amen. God. Who did it?
I.
Who made a way for you?
I.
Why are you here today?
I.
In God will I boast all day and praise.
I preach
that name forever because in thee will I boast. Everything I am today, I am because of God. No wonder the Son of Man said to God be the
Lord.
It wasn't us. It wasn't
The leadership of the agape that saved you. It wasn't the leadership of the agape that made a way for you on the way. Who did it? We are getting in God's way. We receive the wrath of God. If you think we did something that God did. Learn to thank God for everything He's done for you. Learn to praise Him for what He's done. No man can do for you what God can do. I love my wife can do a whole lot, but she can't do for me what God can do. Young people, listen. Don't allow the flare and the glare and the temptation of the world to sway you to think that the world is better than being in God. This is what God says. He said, I have not seen. Ear has not heard. Thank you.